Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning and welcome to Local Focus. Local Focus is powered by Stoller Power Solutions. Call today for a free quote. Stoller Power Solutions, powering homes and empowering lives.
Some call it overplanning. At Stoller Power Solutions, it's called foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac. It's not just a generator, it's a power move. This is Cheryl Stoller with Stoller Power Solutions, 698-9589 or StollerPowerSolutions.com.
Cheryl and Brian Stoller and Stoller Power Solutions and Generac, thank you so much for powering Local Focus. Local Focus, our program where we learn so much about our area nonprofits that make Hendersonville, Henderson County, and Western North Carolina such a wonderful place to live. As promised, Alan Yeck is here with us again with Veterans Healing Farm. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you, as always, for having me.
Boy, you are in your high season right now.
It is.
You're called Veterans Healing Farm.
That's correct. So we have our programs that run year-round, but the agricultural side, you know, we have our crop that goes in, our last spring crop, winter crop. And then after Mother's Day, everything's in the ground, and so things are popping up already.
So, Alan, let's do this. It's been a while since you've been in here. Mm-hmm. Lots of new people have come to this market. Let's give an overview of just exactly what Veterans Healing Farm is and does, and for who.
So the Veterans Healing Farm is a 501c3 nonprofit. We are in our 13th year, and our mission is to enhance the mental, emotional, and physical well-being of our nation's veterans and their families. And we always highlight families because there's a lot of great organizations out there that do things for the veterans, and we support them and they support us. But we highlight families because if someone is hurting and they come back to the family, the whole family hurts.
Sure.
So all of our programming is for the entire family.
Wow.
So we'll do, we have the umbrella term of agrotherapy or agricultural therapy, which gets into our produce and flowers, and everything we grow, we give back, whether it's at the Charles George VA or Safe Flight Women's Center or IM Food Pantry or the Rescue Mission. The flowers, the same. We'll take them out. Last year we delivered 450 bouquets to area nursing homes and long care facilities.
Wow.
And then we have our beekeeping team, which continues to grow.
In fact, that's awesome.
We just got before I always picked up my bees. I got bees in the mail a couple weeks ago. They were Italian bees.
Wow.
Yeah, they came in a box with a screen and everything. It's the first time I've seen that. But, you know, our lead beekeeper said, "Can we get these out?" And I said, "Yeah." So when they came in, I spent a little time, taught them a few words of English so they can make friends with the American bees.
Of course.
And then they're doing great
now.
And the same thing, the honey we'll give out. And then we get into our medicinal herb squad. And then we get into our workshops and our events.
Wow. So what is it about these specific bees?
You know, that's a good question, because when they came in, they're much smaller. You know, it's kind of funny. Right now, the bees that we have, which are very peaceful, are Ukrainian bees.
Really?
Yes. And you know, unless you're actively doing something to a bee or a hive, they pretty much leave you alone.
Sure.
You know,
don't
dress in black like a bear or anything.
Uh-huh.
But otherwise, they'll pretty much leave you alone. And these small Italian ones, I was talking to the beekeeper the other day, and they have already started producing honey.
Wow.
So they get to work real quick. Now, you know, it goes back to the old Mussolini and the railroads.
Right.
That's an old one.
So what happens with the honey that you get with your hives?
Well, the beekeepers, because they're the ones taking care of them, can take any honey they want.
Of course.
But because we have excess, so we give that back to the public also.
Tremendous. Tremendous. In the meantime, you've got all these other programs and things that you have that go on to help our veterans and families.
Yes. Well, as an example, last year we did 85 workshops for 793 participants. And our workshops are all either therapies like equine therapy, canine therapy, music therapy, art therapy, neurofeedback therapy, or they're therapeutic in nature. So they're all hands-on. With sourdough bread making, you leave having made your own starter. We have blacksmithing last weekend. We had falconry. And they brought Curtis Wright.
I remember Donna telling me about
that. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it was just,
yes.
It brought two falcons and a white owl. And it was just, the class was full, and then we had a waiting list of another 30, so we'll be bringing them back.
Wow.
Coming up, we'll have horseback riding trips, we've got paddling trips on the water, just things that if you're outside in nature, the benefit that comes naturally versus a pill.
These veterans that you are serving and these families that you are serving, where do they come from?
They come from everywhere. Primarily, it's the three counties. It's the three surrounding counties. I mean, Hendersonville is approximately a little over 8,000 veterans. Buncombe is around 15,000. Transylvania is around 5. And that's our main draw. But we'll get veterans in from Tennessee, from Georgia, from Charlotte. They'll come in for special programs that they'll make the drive for and then spend the day. And if it's a weekday, I always direct them for lunch, after lunch, or for lunch, go to Dandelion, because they use our produce in the cafe, too.
Sure.
So, plus, you know, it's just a wonderful place.
Wow. Incredible. So veterans aren't staying on the farm necessarily, or
no,
are they?
No, okay. We do Tuesday through Saturday, 8:30 to 4:30. Yes, yeah, so not a residential place. And we say that we're a leader in non-pharmaceutical, non-clinical mental health interventions. And it's because we don't everything's supported by the VA, but it's all natural. It's always been there versus something manufactured. We just got away from it as humans, and then we had to get really stressed out in life to understand how important it is.
Yeah. 13 years of this.
Yes.
So obviously you've moved the needle.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. My next goal is to move it again to where then the new, whoever that may be, comes in, can take it to the next one. And that's where I'd like to see more veteran healing farms open up throughout the country outside of the largest VAs.
I remember when this first started and speaking with the couple that started it.
Yes.
I remember having them in here, and I remember them specifically talking about that, this being a model for other places to kind of do the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I started in November of 21 is when I took over as the executive director. And at that time, they had some things going. It was more healthy eating focused. It was more, but my background in higher education and continuing ed was just a natural fit for workshops. And then
sure.
It just became,
absolutely.
Let's make them all about healing then, one way or the other.
Want to remind folks you're listening to Local Focus. It is powered by Stoller Power Solutions. We're speaking with Alan Yeck, the executive director of Veterans Healing Farm. Okay, we've given a very quick watered down version of what you guys do. So let's talk about some upcoming things that are coming. Second annual Women Warriors. What is this?
Second annual Women Warriors Leadership Luncheon. So last year we did our first, and we had Colonel Jaster there, and she was one of the first three women to complete U.S. Army Ranger Training School. And then she did so at the age of 37.
Wow.
And then she tours in Afghanistan, Iraq, 2 Bronze Stars, you know, everything else. So she came in last year, and it was the event was just a huge success by what everyone walked away with. The speakers were fantastic. And so we're going to make this one of our cornerstone programs we have every year.
Yeah.
This year, we've got two wonderful speakers that are coming in. Chief Warrant Officer 4, Natasha Ryan. I talked to her on the phone before all of this, and she started out in the Army in the mailroom as enlisted, and she didn't know she could be a pilot. And she saw these two choppers land and female pilots get out. And she ran up to them. How did this happen? How did you? And then that was the beginning of where she ended up with. And where she ended up, which I think we would appreciate what she did so much. She was a Black Hawk medevac pilot in Afghanistan.
Wow.
So she's flying in combat zones and picking up those servicemen and women that were wounded and taking them back to safety. And that's just part of her job. I mean, what she went on after that with intel and rescuing Americans, it's really...
And started out in the mailroom.
And started out in the mailroom, yeah, and then saw what she could go to and what she wanted to go to. So she's...
Tremendous.
She's going to be our first speaker or our keynote. And then we have a special guest speaker, and this is the Secretary of the North Carolina Department of Military and Veteran Affairs, Joycelyn Mittenall-Millett. And Joycelyn was a U.S. Air Force Academy graduate and then did 10 years in the Air Force in intel and then later in the JAG office, the Attorney General, the military Attorney General's office.
Yeah.
And got her law degree from UNC. And so she's going to be coming in also to talk about her military experience.
So who is invited to this luncheon?
It's invited. Everyone's invited.
Okay.
This is, and you can get tickets on our website.
Okay. What's that website?
It's veteranshealingfarm.org.
Okay.
And you can read about the speakers on that and how to get tickets. If you are a veteran, there is no charge to you. Put in the code VETS2026, VETS all in caps, 2026, and it will reduce the price to zero. Because we have sponsors to make sure that there's there's no veteran that'll say, well, I'd like to go, but I can't afford it. No, come,
right.
Everybody. But it's open to the community.
Sure.
I mean, everything we do is very much community-based, and the relationship between veterans returning and the community, it's always difficult to come back and then get back into it. And so this is another way to meet some new fantastic people, both on the civilian side and veteran side.
All right. So that's Women Warriors. That's coming up. We can go to veterans, plural, veteranshealingfarm.org. Something new, 10-minute playwriting contest?
Yes.
Talk to me about this.
Yes. So we went out. This is also on the website. So it's a 10-minute playwriting contest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 10-minute play. So that doesn't mean it's a sketch. It's the components of a normal play are all there. It's in 10 minutes. And it was just something that we wanted to put on our new stage. So this contest is we released that. The ideal is, I mean, first place, I think they get $250, $250, $150, and $100 for first, second, third, something like that. But it's more that we'll take it from a staged reading, which we'll do in November, to a production in 2027.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the goal.
So what happens with this one now is people turn in their 10-minute scripts.
Yes.
And then there will be readings of those.
Well, we'll select the ones for readings.
Gotcha.
And then I'm working with actors throughout Asheville, Hendersonville that will fill those roles.
Wow.
And then it'll be a staged reading, so the characters will each be, the actors will represent the characters.
Yeah.
And then after that, then it's like, okay, let's get it on its full feet. Let's run this.
Tremendous. So when is this? When is this contest?
The deadline is July 30th to submit, and that's also on our website.
Again, veteranshealingfarm.org.
Yes, and you'll be able to see it there and sign up and get all the rules for submission and everything that goes with it.
Perfect. That is so exciting. That's such great fun.
Yes,
that's thinking outside the box, Alan.
It's Romeo and Sergeant Juliet.
I love it. I love it. And then, of course, you got a 5K coming up in the fall. We got plenty of time to talk about
plenty
that.
Plenty of time to talk about that, but that'll be our first one at Mills River Park, and we're excited about that. It's for everybody, including kids.
So, Women Warriors, if you're a vet, you go for free. If not, pay and go and enjoy and hear these amazing speakers. You can find out how by going to veteranshealingfarm.org. Also, you'll find out everything about the 10-minute playwriting contest at veteranshealingfarm.org. Plus, just learn about the great organization.
Yes, absolutely. And check out our calendar of events because, we've always got workshops going and something that you and the family may be interested in.
Awesome. Alan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark, as always.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Once again, veteranshealingfarm.org. That's veterans, plural, healingfarm.org. That's where you can learn all about the Women Warrior Luncheon, the 10-minute playwriting contest, and again, the just amazing work that Veterans Healing Farm does. Local Focus, it is powered by Stoller Power Solutions. Call them today for a free quote. Stoller Power Solutions, powering homes and empowering lives.